Hey, Varga, what's up?
Good. Hold on one sec. What's it called? Okay, so you feel like everything's good with Becky? Anything specific?
Yeah, I want to tell you if you could, like, I forgot to tell her, if you could remind her to check both email inboxes.
Committed. Okay,
Committed
fine.
and Family First. Like, I forgot to show her that I have to.
Okay, fine, sure. Okay, I'm just thinking. Okay, fine, your sheet's under control.
I think so. Everything is updated, like.
Okay. Any specific cases like that I need to know? Any like
So I
handoffs?
tagged you in some, what was her name?
I didn't see my committed email.
There's one that's like that one that was onboarding that you tagged me. That one can't start until August because the patient's turning 21. So
Oh my
that's
God.
like really I could leave it on hold, but I don't know. Should I put that on hold?
Oh, I thought because you wanted the caregiver to be on board in the meantime.
Yeah, she got on. She did the patient's like the caregiver asked me. She's like, "Oh, like should we start onboarding?" I was like, "Sure." Like, she has a while to do that. The birthday is only like August 3rd, and then till we
You
get
could
the
commit
waiver
it
and the approval, it's like a while.
in September, right, Ellie?
Yeah, so
Fine, got it.
that's that one.
In general, with requesting the auth, I just want to hear like what, like with dealing with the insurances.
Yeah.
So Keystone, okay, fine. In the portal, you see the information, and you text and call the service coordinator, right?
Yeah.
And you have to have the patient on the phone if you call them.
The service coordinator? No.
Yeah. No, not for anything specific.
No, unless you're scheduling, which you need them anyways, but for
So like for
service
updates,
coordinators, usually
whatever,
not. Yeah,
we'll
but
speak with you.
they don't usually answer my calls. Like, I'm really
Right.
having a hard time getting through to them lately.
So for Keystone, you send emails and you don't get responses.
Yeah, so if I don't get a response after like two tries, I send it to the main like LTSS email. By then,
Okay.
I usually get a response because they send it to the supervisors.
Okay.
But also for Keystone, for all insurances, like I'm trying to call more than like email or like I'm trying to call the main
You're
line with the
calling main
patient.
Keystone and you
Yeah,
have to
because
call with the patient. You
so
just
for
have to
that you have to call
schedule
with the patient. I mean, you don't
for
have
what?
to, but like it's usually very helpful.
For which part?
Like they'll say like, "Oh, could you verify the account?" Like not always do they make you if you call the provider part. But also some insurances, like I think it's UPMC or PA Health and Wellness, one of them, like you can't get through to the provider line unless you put in your MPI, and our MPI doesn't work. I tried
Right.
it.
So what do
So
you do
like
with
I just call the
patients
member
who
line,
are
and if you call the member line, you need the member.
Okay, fine. So every time you have to, you always have to call because you don't get the information otherwise.
Right.
Fine, got it. So you only send emails with Keystone.
Mostly, yeah. I mean, PA Health and Wellness, I sent one recently because a case wanted to be escalated, whatever, and they happen to be the answer, but like it's usually best to call.
And they won't move on their own, like from
Which ones?
SPS assessment
They
to.
will sometimes, but like it usually it's slow. The service coordinators are slow. Like I try to rush it, but you know, it takes a
Right.
while.
Okay, fine.
Like if I don't give the patient the service coordinator's number and like say like call her today, schedule her, or I'll call with you, the service coordinator will reach out a week later. Like
Right.
it doesn't really move.
Okay, I don't see a note. Didn't you speak to Ruby Mitchell? Unless my thing's
Ruby
not
Mitchell,
working.
no, I tried calling, they didn't answer.
Oh, okay, fine. You said I don't see a note that you called.
Hold on, let me see. I remember writing a note that they didn't answer.
I
I didn't.
hate the Family First database. In
The
general, like
whole
if I don't
spreadsheet.
refresh, I don't see the notes. It's
Let me write.
not.
I feel like I wrote it, but I don't know why it's not here. Like I remember writing it. Called Deshaun
So
two
let's say I
times.
see through Monique, like you'll tell the patient to call PA themselves.
Yeah. If she's clutching to me about the auth not coming, first of all, Monique was acting a little crazy. She's like, if you're not getting the auth, I don't want services or like whatever. She was like
Right.
mad
So
that
you
it's
give
taking
her
so
our
long.
agency information, you just say the
Of
name of our
course,
agency.
yeah. So
No, I'm
like
saying what
she.
information do you give her?
When she calls?
If the patient's calling on their own, you just say Family First Care, like you don't give
No,
them
they
your.
have to tell them the address. And
You give them our address.
if it's Keystone or MyerHealth, sometimes I tell them the provider ID, like, 'cause because some SEs are lazy and they'll just look up the name, and that's why we keep having this issue, like, of sending to the other agency. So I'll tell them either make sure they have the right address or give them this provider ID.
Right, okay, fine.
I just added a note by Mitchell.
Okay, fine. Also, I wanted you, if you could text me on your cell phone, like, your telename.
So oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
On Thursday, right?
Well,
Thursday,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Like, around 1.
Around 1? I don't know the timing yet. I have to go tonight, whatever. It's complicated. But thanks so much. That's so sweet. I'll Slack it to you. I should text you or Slack?
You could text me.
Okay.
What's it called? And, like, I guess, like, like, just in terms of, like, the future, like at what point, like, let's say, can I reach out to you? Like, when would you be available?
I really don't know. Like, it's really up in the air. You could always try. Like, if I'm able to, I'll respond. But
right.
I'm really not sure, honestly.
Even if I had a question to text you, like, I obviously don't want to, like, overstep. But, like,
you could always try. Like, if I'm up to it, I'll definitely answer. I have no issues.
Fine. And then in terms of, like, a timeline, I guess we'll be in touch.
Yeah. I'll have to take it day by day.
For sure. Okay, fine. Thank you for training. Thank you for everything in the setup.
Thanks so much. No, thanks for being flexible. It's
no,
like I was very nervous.
Well. I mean, you gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So I'm gonna go.
We'll miss you, and you should just feel good.
Thanks. Thank you. I'll see you.
Okay. We'll speak.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye bye.